Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast that is presented by Hooters. Hooters, of course, encourages you for takeout this football season. Keep Hooters in mind when you are watching football at home, whether it's just on your own, with friends, or with your family. We, of course, followed the Hooters lead in not doing any of our fantasy podcast leagues in terms of a draft party at Hooters this year. And hopefully at some point, the original Hooters brand in the Tampa Bay area will feel more comfortable about hosting groups of fantasy football fans, and perhaps we can get together mid or late season as we did last year. So also a shout out to Bill Curry Ford, of course, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford on Dale Mabry in Tampa, not far from the Hooters location on Hillsborough Avenue, where we have done the previous 3 years of draft parties. Bill Curry Ford's general manager plays in one of the podcast leagues, and he not only offered to host in the showroom after the dealership closed back on Labor Day weekend, but he even threw a $1,000 bounty out so you can win Bill Curry's money by winning our fantasy football podcast league. Thanks to Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford as well as Hooters for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My social media is at ToddWright2020 on Instagram, at ToddWright2020 on Twitter, and of course, Facebook. I will be your friend if you make me a deal and never ask me to like another page, because I will never ask you to do that either. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Let me get rid of a couple of these pop-ups as we start this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast with a disclaimer. The Monday night game, first ever National Football League regular season game involving a team based in Las Vegas, is taking place as I record this podcast. So nothing I say involves any details of the Saints and the Silver and Black from the New Orleans-Las Vegas game on Monday night. We'll incorporate those teams into the Fantasy Football Podcast later in the week. Number one and number two both go down in week two. We talked about how week one, there weren't a lot beyond the Michael Thomas injury, and then later in the week, the Chris Godwin's lack of availability for the Buccaneers, there was very little that should have forced you to make a change in your starting lineups based on your draft board, which is what I tell you to do week one and week two. And one of those tweaks I made, and I shared both of them with you, it failed me that I went with Darius Slayton instead of Julian Edelman, even though I drafted Edelman as my wide receiver tight end flex after week one and the nature of New England's offense against Miami. I felt like Slayton, who actually had the most receiving touchdowns of any wide receiver going back to week five of 2019. So the production is still there, but it certainly wasn't there in a disastrous game for many reasons for the Giants in week two. And we'll talk about the Saquon Barkley injury as well as the CMC injury here in just a moment. But that blew up on me by benching Julian Edelman. Essentially, I lost my fantasy game because of it, but was the only change that I made in that particular lineup. Other guys just didn't score. They still got their touches. They just didn't score. But going back to things that we talked about and how there wasn't a lot of change based on injury, quarterbacks being benched, other obvious changes. It was a very anticlimactic week one of waivers, and week two is much different. Be out of necessity because of the just right at the top of the board, the number one and the number two overall picks, and I'll say 90 to 99% of fantasy drafts went down. One is gone for the season after missing a significant amount of time last year in Saquon Barkley. Christian McCaffrey is expected to miss a month-ish. I'm trying to remember 1-2 going down like that this early in the season. And where it hits you even harder is when you draft one or two, you don't pick again until the back end of that second round. So the more teams that are in your league, if it's an 8-team league, it's not so bad. If it's a 10-team league, it's tough. If it's a 12-team league, it's tougher. If it's a 14-team league, it's really tough. So this is where we're going to get a first look at whether or not you knew what you were doing in putting running backs on your bench. And if even week one of waivers, maybe you grabbed a guy that is going to, remember, I always say you want guys who touch the ball. So maybe you use that waiver claim in week one to simply add a running back to your roster, maybe in place of the lottery ticket pick that you're like, okay, I don't need a lottery ticket right now. I just need some depth on my bench. All is not lost. It's not. You're 2 weeks in. All is not lost. I don't have anything magical to tell you right now on how you replace that production. You're going to have to do it in various ways. And the best way you can do it is by strengthening, being strong at the other positions in your lineup. It's not going to be easy to overcome, but in the end, all you want to do is get in your playoffs. That's all you want to do. So maybe without Barkley or maybe without McCaffrey for as long as he's out, it costs you being the top seed or two. All you're trying to do is make the playoffs. You got a lot of time to have the right roster to win in week 14, week 15, week 16. I'm not telling you it's easy, and I don't have any magical formula. But let's walk through a few things here. First of all, if you're running to the waiver wire for Deion Lewis and Wayne Gallman, honestly, don't waste your time. Yeah, those are the next two running backs in line for the Giants. They're professional running backs. I don't see the fantasy value there. As of the time of this taping, the Giants have not signed Devontae Freeman, who had visited with the Giants. He had also had a visit with another team late last week. I can't tell you if that's going to happen or not. If it does, Freeman is likely going to be the guy, but how quickly can he get up to speed? And remember, Freeman, for all those years he was drafted as either an RB1 or an RB2 in Atlanta, he just couldn't stay on the field and has a history of concussion problems. From Carolina's standpoint, if you're a Christian McCaffrey owner, I'd say just dig in for 3 to 4 weeks because that guy is so motivated and so tough that I don't think he's going to miss any more time than he has to. It is an ankle injury. You worry about that. You could see he was cringing, but he finished the play. He scored the touchdown. He came off the field on his own power. He got it wrapped up. He wanted to go back in the game. He's so tough. He's so focused. So I wouldn't say do anything drastic with McCaffrey, and there's much more hope there than there is with Saquon Barkley with the torn ligament in his knee being out for the season. Also, I think from a Carolina standpoint, Mike Davis does have some value. Panthers for what it's worth, said they had some plans to use Mike Davis and give McCaffrey a few more reps off this year. That's the way it looked through the first couple of games, and at times they were both on the field and McCaffrey was spread out wide. Mike Davis has had moments previously with other teams. Is it something that's sustainable? Probably not. But you're just looking to get by and get some touches and get some points out of that position, trying to replace the overall production of Christian McCaffrey. So unlike the Giants' reserves, I think Carolina's reserves in Mike Davis specifically has some value. Now, before we go any further, we're 10 minutes into this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and starting now, I'm giving you a keyword each week. I'll use the same keyword in each podcast of each week. It'll change then for week four, week five. For the last 3 years, I've answered every single email that anyone has sent me with a fantasy football question at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Even if it was the emails I don't like, I responded and said, next time do this. You're going to need to know the keyword to now have me respond and answer your question. I'm not going to do it for free anymore. Now, those of you who are listening to the podcast are saying, that's fine. You've been here with me, and I appreciate that. But some haven't. They've been getting a free ride, and I'm not going to do it anymore. If they want me to have their attention and respond to their email and give them a second opinion, then the least they can do is listen to a free podcast, because that's a download that I can use to my benefit in renewing or adding sponsors. So that's the trade-off now. Starting now, the keyword this week for week three, spike. That's it, spike. You just need to include that word in either the subject line or early in your email, and I will answer your email questions this week at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. There will be a new keyword each week, but when we do the podcast later this week, I'll just reiterate the same week three keyword. So it's spike. Got it? I'll say it again at the end of the fantasy podcast, spike. If you're going to email me this week, just make sure you use the word spike somewhere in there. Just isolate it, put it in the subject line, whatever you want to do. Put it in quotations. It just lets me know you're listening to the podcast, and I will return the favor by returning your email. Let's move on. One way you can replace running back production is with the legs of a running back. This continues to trend higher and higher. Of the top five quarterbacks in fantasy, independent of Breeze and Carr, who are playing at the time of this recording, in terms of points, Wilson, Allen, Cam, Kyler, Dak. Notice Lamar's not there, and neither is Mahomes. Top five quarterbacks, based on my modernized standard scoring leagues, those five guys have combined for 11 rushing touchdowns. 11. Russell Wilson actually doesn't have one. Everyone else does. The top five running backs in my modernized standard scoring system have a combined 13 touchdowns. So again, I can't give you one thing to do to replace losing Barkley or McCaffrey. But what I can tell you is just understand that rushing touchdowns are coming from quarterbacks at a higher clip every year. It used to be just a couple guys who would utilize their legs and get you those rushing points. It's increasing every year. And again, top five quarterbacks in my leagues, in terms of fantasy points, have 11 rushing touchdowns through 2 weeks. Top five running backs in my leagues have 13 rushing touchdowns. The yardage isn't an enormous disparity. It's not even 2-1. So if you had Saquon Barkley and you don't have a quarterback who uses his legs, you might want to think about getting one on your roster. Or quarterback trades don't happen a lot in fantasy football. You might want to explore the idea of trying to deal for someone's quarterback who produces rushing touchdowns. That's a way to replace the rushing touchdowns you wouldn't get with Saquon Barkley or for however long Christian McCaffrey or even Raheem Mostert, although you didn't draft him, probably even in the first two rounds, is going to be out. It's just one way if you can trade for the right guy and make the right offer. QB1s, look, I doubt we're not even talking about Mahomes here. And we're not talking about Lamar Jackson. Although Lamar Jackson doesn't have a rushing touchdown as I see it through the first 2 weeks. And he has 99 yards rushing total. We're not talking about those guys. So you're not offering, Mahomes went in the first round of most drafts. Lamar went in the second round of most drafts. Perhaps someone has Cam Newton sitting on their bench. Perhaps someone has Josh Allen sitting on their bench. Someone has Kyler Murray sitting on their bench. But make him a legitimate offer. Don't piss him off. You know, maybe you have enough wide receiver depth where you can make the argument that you can move one of your top one or two wide receivers that you drafted higher than that guy drafted, say, Josh Allen or Cam Newton or Kyler Murray. Even a Dak Prescott. I acquired Dak Prescott in my playoff push last year from the team that won the championship. He gave up Prescott and still won the championship. That's how good his roster was. I forget what I gave him in return. I think I finally gave up on Devontae Adams and gave him Devontae Adams in return. To get quality, sometimes you got to give quality. But just know that a way to replace lost rushing touchdowns with an RB1 is to have a quarterback who can get you those rushing touchdowns. And there are more of them out there than ever before. In terms of running back volume, let's put this up in the category of, I don't know what this means. Only four more running backs before the Monday night game. So not including Kamara and Jacobs. Had more carries through the first 2 weeks than Todd Gurley. Yeah, I know. Now, I know some people are already down on Todd Gurley, but even though Jones, Ridley with the four touchdowns, he's off to a great start. You can sense some regression coming there. But if you have him, it's worked out for you. If you drafted him as a wide receiver too and played him the first 2 weeks, he's done very well for you. Gage has also had plenty of touches. Because as I've said about the Atlanta Falcons, and they proved by gagging another seemingly insurmountable lead, just like they did in Super Bowl 51. And that's what happens when you leave some of the same people in key positions like head coach and quarterback. Atlanta's a fantasy football team. And so far, Gurley's fitting in. Now, he's not getting to the end zone multiple times. The yardage is eh. But the touches are there, at least to start. What else do I want to give you? Oh, the combination of, man, the LA Chargers shouldn't have won week one, did win against the Bengals. Probably should have won week two, didn't against the Chiefs. It just shows with the Bengals, they're going to lose more often than not. With the Chiefs, they're going to win more often than not. The Chargers were, you know, in between. I want to like Anthony Lynn. I really do. But Not sure what is the connection with him and Tyrod Taylor. Still saying all the right things about Taylor. When you use an early first round draft pick on Justin Herbert, and at the last minute, that guy gives you that good of an NFL debut. I might be a little worried if Taylor is shoehorned back in there that the Chargers as a team aren't on board with the move. We've just seen it before from Taylor that he just doesn't seem to have it. Whatever that is, I don't think he has it. Now, the running back situation, some of you, like me, grabbed Joshua Kelly on week one waivers, and I was fortunate to grab him despite having either a very late or a dead last waiver claim in the first round of waivers last week. Through 2 weeks, Eckler, 35 carries. Kelly, 35 carries. Kelly actually has more receptions, 5-2, but Eckler has the one touchdown. Let's see if Kelly can hold up. You know, that's our question about rookies, especially since they didn't have any live work against opponents in scrimmages or preseason games. But I never felt Eckler was a true number one. I'm not saying Kelly is, but Kelly looked to be in a great spot to start the season, and through 2 weeks, the numbers bear out that he's a valuable guy to have to add depth to your roster. So let's say you grabbed Kelly on week one waivers. You lose Barkley, you lose McCaffrey. What do I tell you want? You want guys who touch the ball. Kelly has touched the ball an average of 20 times the first 2 weeks. 20 times against a bad team in Cincinnati, 20 times against a good team in Kansas City. Now, I'm not saying it was 20 and 20. I don't know what the actual numbers were. We're doing averages here. He's had 40 touches through the first 2 weeks. Eckler's had 37. You can look at targets. You can look at snap count, all that. I want touches. Touches translate to yardage. Touches translate to touchdowns. And Kelly has those touches. By the way, something to give you the validation that I said, the only reason why DeAndre Hopkins was going in the second round as opposed to the first round was because he left a Texans team that was a playoff team to go to the Arizona Cardinals, who weren't a playoff team, and he goes from Deshaun Watson to Kyler Murray. Hopkins, even though he had the early touchdown and not much else after that, still his 22 receptions through two games leads all receivers in the NFL, independent of the Saints and the Raiders. I think that'll hold up after the Monday night game. So it just shows you that the Cardinals' use of Hopkins went into the trade, and there's no reason to believe that he will not be featured going forward. As far as Calvin Ridley, only two wide receivers have more receptions, Hopkins being one of them. I'm sorry, I don't remember the other one off the top of my head. But Ridley, 16 receptions, and 25% of those are touchdowns with four. All right, that's enough for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, if you have a question for me via email in week three, you need to know the keyword spike and just include it somewhere in your email. Subject line, top line of the email, use it creatively in a sentence, make me laugh, doesn't matter. I just need to see it in the email to know you are listening to the Week 3 Fantasy Football Podcast, and I will thank you and respond to the email and answer your question or give you a second opinion. Spike is the keyword for Week 3 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thanks to my sponsors, Hooters, and of course, Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford for hosting and putting the $1,000 bounty on the Fantasy Podcast League. We'll talk to you later in the week.